Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I want to thank the council for authorizing the city attorney to find out the status of the state attorney's investigation of me. I have the letter closing the investigation, which I'm going to read in a moment. I also have a copy of a 14-page memo, Mr. Andrade, dated April 4th, 2024, in which he asked State Attorney Madden to investigate and prosecute me criminally for perjury and falsifying records. I will note that Mr. Andrade did not have council authorization on April 4th. It was April 9th, and the majority condemned me in two resolutions.
So this is our bonus episode. I had thought we were only going to have three today, but Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News and Melanie Cormany were not available this morning. So we get a bonus episode. We get overtime. We get an extra dose of Days of Our Milton. This is Mayor Heather Lindsay. Reading and announcing the letter that was sent and the investigation that was requested from the state attorney's office by former city council member Jeff Snow and former city attorney Alex Andrade into her because of her refusal to comply with the records rules, with the public records rules. And so they asked for an investigation, and the state attorney's office declined to prosecute. She's going to read from this letter.
This is the letter closing the investigation. The letter is addressed to City Attorney Andrade and Councilman Jeff Snow here at the City of Milton at 6738 Dixon Street. It's dated October 16th, 2024. Dear Councilman Snow and Mr. Andrade, this office has completed its review of allegations members of the City of Milton have violated the Florida public records laws and/or the Florida government and the Sunshine laws. After a thorough review of the information provided, we have determined that our office will not be pursuing an investigation into this matter at this time.
I'm glad somebody officially asked, frankly. I almost did. I didn't, but I almost did. I almost did it for Mike Cusack as well, separately, but interesting. So she goes on.
Please understand that our decision is based on several factors, including the nature of the complaint, jurisdictional limitations, and the scope of our investigative authority. While we are unable to take further action in this instance, we remain committed to ensuring transparency and compliance with public records and sunshine laws. However, there are other avenues available to you that may help address your concerns, which we believe have been utilized to some extent currently.
Notice what the letter doesn't say. The letter doesn't say there was no basis for these concerns, there was no evidence of wrongdoing, there was nothing to be concerned about. They just said, we're not going to investigate or prosecute because, you know, the nature of the complaint, the jurisdictional limitations, and the scope of our investigational authority. That is a very different thing from a full exoneration. They then go on in the letter to say, you know, you could pursue the Ethics Commission, civil litigation, or ask the Attorney General. Also, they make a recommendation. I thought this was interesting.
We recommend the City of Milton follow suggestions of the Attorney General's office and the Florida League of Cities regarding the handling of public records requests. We further request the implementation of additional trainings regarding Florida government and the Sunshine, along with Florida public records laws, to ensure adequate knowledge and competency in the handling of such laws in future.
Meaning, y'all need some more training. Y'all need a lot more training because, you know, there's an implied you're not doing it right just yet, which is certainly true. It's not true only for Milton, but it is most certainly true for Milton. And then she reads the sign off from the investigator, you know, and all of that. And then, you know, this is where it starts to get interesting. That was just like, know the facts, then we can talk about why it's interesting. Because as you would expect in Milton, nothing goes without a screaming match. Here goes. I mean, this is not the screaming yet, but we're getting there, okay? Bonus edition, we're getting there.
I think it's a very serious matter. I do have some questions. Did you not receive a copy, Mr. Spears, from Councilman Snow or Mr. Andrade?
No, ma'am. I received that letter from Mr. Adams the same time you did.
And I assume the same thing is true for you, Madam Clerk, that you did not receive a record of this?
Correct. I did not receive a record of that.
Okay. And I only ask that because, of course, the state attorney referenced in the letter some specific recommendations, which, of course, the two of you would be I'm sure, critical to ensuring it occurred.
No, I actually agree with that. It should have been provided to everybody so that you could do the sunshine training that the SAO, State Attorney's Office, actually recommended in the letter. She's right about that part. It'll get better in a second. It'll get more interesting in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Yeah, oh, here we go. All right, no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays either. I'm Jim Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You say Jim Pickens?
I said John. It was a short John.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Okay.
City council meetings in Milton are like operas, you know? When there's drama, there's drama. When there's preface and preamble and build, it's preface and preamble and build, okay? We're now about ready to get to the more of the drama. So Heather Lynn's been reading this letter from the state attorney's office that she was just recently provided because the new attorney, John Adams, asked for it and got it and had been disclosed previously to Alex Andrade back in October, had not been publicized or given to city council after that. And here's where it gets interesting.
I think that Mr. Andrade should have given a copy of this to Mr. Adams as part of the file transfer. But Mr. Adams was not provided this document until he inquired at the state attorney's office. To get some answers, I have requested the investigation file, and I'm going over the documents based on what I have been reviewing. I feel like there was a conspiracy to destroy me. I wanted to bring this to your attention, and that's all I have to say about it right now. Thank you.
Conspiracy to destroy me. Do keep in mind that Mayor Heather Lindsay had filed a bar complaint against Alex Andrade as mayor without authorization from council to file this complaint against him, and that was kept secret. Do also keep in mind, it's amazing stuff, do also keep in mind that Alex had tried to get from her public records multiple times, five by my count, without having to resort to getting city council to sue to get those public records. So all of this drama over the lawsuit and the refusal and all of that is, you know, largely self-inflicted. Again, I still wish I knew what was in them because, God, what they must contain to fight this hard not to disclose them. Here's where it's going to get fun. Lauren Cooper, one of the founding members of the Pitchfork Posse. She goes by Odgers now, Lauren Odgers. But anyway, going back to the whole Cooper's Basin thing and all that and the wastewater treatment plant. But, okay, here goes. They cannot talk enough about Alex Andrade now that he's not there anymore. It's amazing.
Lauren Odgers, I'd like to know, what was the date again of the letter that Andrade and Snow received?
The date of the letter is October 16th, 2024.
So they knew then that you had not broken the law, according to the state attorney's office, that you had actually complied with public information requests. Is that correct?
I think the letter speaks for itself.
I agree with you. It does. I'm sorry. What was the answer then? That's what I thought.
I can't speak. I can't speak for what was intended by this letter, ma'am, but I appreciate
what
you're saying.
It does imply to me.
I'll ask you, Mrs. Powell, if you would please allow the person at the podium to be heard. Sure. You were given that respect, and you may have that respect as well if you decide to get back up there.
I kind of felt like a threat, by the way, of telling me she'll talk to me outside. But anyway.
Mean girls going at it. And by the way, no, it did not exonerate her, and it did not say nothing was done wrong. It said they're not continuing the investigation because of certain limitations. You should listen better. But okay, Lauren Cooper continues.
If the judge had thought you were wrong, there would have never been a dismissal. Am I correct on that?
Well, ma'am, let me ask you this.
Okay.
This a period of time for public input is a time for someone to make a statement. It's not a time for us to have a conversation.
Okay, that's fair.
So if you have some public input, please provide it. But if you want to discuss this with me, we can.
I think that the city council needs to talk to their city attorney and finding out about malpractice and going after Andrade and recouping the money, because Andrade's the only person and his law firm that profited off of this witch hunt. And I think it's incumbent upon every one of you members to try to get that money back. They did a number on her that was wrong, and they need to pay for that. They knew in October that this was nothing, and they drug it out.
No, they knew the state attorney's office was not going to prosecute, but that's different from knowing that it's nothing. Also, the other law firm that defended Heather Lindsay, of course, made money, too. And also, this all could have been avoided if she would have just provided the records when asked for it repeatedly. And then she refused. But and also, the city would have not had to spend money if they had won the lawsuit and got their lawyer's fees back, which seems likely to me. Now, Cassie Powell, who is Casey Powell's wife, she is the one that was kind of yelling back from the crowd saying, that's not what the lawyer said. And Lauren Cooper thinks that she threatened her for talking to her outside.
Yes, ma'am.
if she calls me another nasty name as she walks by, I'm going to file a report against her.
You know they do. You know it's whispered. You know it's all of this, like, junior high mean girls crap.
If anyone needs to know what the letter came because there was a court lawsuit that took jurisdiction, so they would not take it. But it can be filed now because
Correct.
The case was dismissed, and it can go back.
Meaning that if the judge is hearing the question, then the SAO is not going to step on the judge and do what they do until the judges figure out their side of it. I mean, that's essentially right. That's what they meant about the jurisdictional limitations.
Because the case was dismissed and it can go back through to be investigated. That's what she didn't want to answer.
No, ma'am. I feel obligated to state that that's not correct because you're putting words in my mouth. I am very concerned that you have such a harsh opinion about it, but you have the right to your input, and it's been received.
All right, another member of the Pitchfork Posse, Pam Mitchell, founding member, president of the Pitchfork Posse, if there were such an elected position. Pam Mitchell?
I do think that the council needs to look. I reached out to an attorney and asked if there could be a bar complaint against Mr. Andrade. He had an ethical...
Wait. You talked to a lawyer... And then you think there should be a bar. Did the lawyer tell you that the bar complaint would be justified, or are you just throwing that in there to make it sound like that's what it is? All right, back to the pitchforker in chief here.
Responsibility to this council, and I know it. You know, y'all came in December. So, but starting the end of October, he had an ethical responsibility to tell the council about an investigation that he had initiated that went nowhere.
Yeah, see, I actually agree with that. I think a better practice by Andrade would have been to disclose this letter, to disclose that they'd asked for it and that the SAO had said no to them. I'm always in favor of saying things, right? You may have noticed. Sherry Sebastio, former city council member, one of the ones who lost in last year's election.
I want to stress, I know all of you guys that are sitting up here now know that, you know, the citizens voted you in there to these seats, and they didn't want all this diversion and the fighting back and forth. And I understand their point. So I think that the point is they don't want it, so they don't want to continue to keep hearing about it and talking about it. We need to move on. We got new council members. We need to move on and get past this and stop all this back and forth, people coming back and forth, talking about what happened. It happened. What happened, happened. It's over. It's done with. We need to move. Excuse me. We need to move forward and stop.
Another cat call, name call from the audience. I don't know. I couldn't catch it on the microphone. So, and I think Shari's right. I think people in Milton were really hoping Days of Our Milton would expire. Days of Our Milton has not expired, at least not yet. And I keep, honestly, I mean, it's more entertaining radio to have it, but if Milton would become Pensacola and be boring and productive, okay, you know. That's healthier for the city. And even as we talk about all this, I do want to remind you, the government of Milton actually functions pretty well aside from the elected positions. The people are great. The workers are great. They do excellent work. They work above their weight, you know, consistently. And I think I can generally say that's true. Both counties, both cities, plus Gulf Breeze. I mean, that's just like the civil servants that we have. I mean, they're generally just quite fabulous. Anyway, last word here is going to come from Mayor Heather Lindsay herself.
I'd just like to say thank you again for authorizing the city attorney to help me get some closure because I did not know that I was no longer being investigated. Thank you. Maybe my reputation can be repaired enough for me to get another job soon. Thank you.
I so want to talk about that. That's just not the thing. That's not... Okay. All right, let's move on. You know, I actually... One note. This was... Remember the whole Truist Bank thing where the Truist wasn't going to give them the account to do the investing because... And Regents, they were looking at Regents to get it, and Truist thought that it was an adverse political climate or whatever. Well, this actually came up in this meeting earlier, and Ed Spears explaining what happened was basically that when they went back to Truist, Truist changed their mind quickly.
And as we expected, they had a very quick change of heart. And they asked for 2 weeks to work with their corporate attorney to review the situation. And so we've graciously granted that 2 week, of which we're now almost at the end of week one, and look to hear back from them. They do have a new branch manager, and I don't believe he wanted to lose $36 million in his first weeks on the job.
Fair enough, right? But that's not the interesting part. And you're going to have to wait till after the commercials for the interesting part. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Come on, man. All right. No accidents to report to you right now. It looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Hey, I want to ask you something. I want you to be real honest with me. You think I need to lose some weight?
All right, I promised you that there was one more clip worth playing from the Milton City Council meeting, but it was too long for me to play at that moment with the commercials coming up. So here goes. This is in the context of the conversation about the Truist Bank not opening an account for them to do investment in government bonds, which they have subsequently reversed themselves on, and a whole conversation about that. But here's – okay. If I ask you the question, does Milton have busybodies? Pitchforker in chief, deputy pitchforker, pitchforker's assistant. You know, like there's a lot, okay? I mean, it's okay. So here's Ed Spears, city manager, talking about the whole Truist Bank situation.
I've also been advised that some individuals from the community approached management at Truist Bank with some questions about this situation.
Oh, no.
And I just want to implore our citizens, please, that is doing a disservice to your city.
Mind your own flipping business.
To approach a business and ask information about our banking situation, it's not good. They can't tell you anything anyway.
Right.
You know, it's the city's accounts, and so they're not going to discuss the situation with anyone. But approaching any business about any relationship with the city on our behalf or against our behalf, whatever the reason, whether you feel you're investigating something, it can only do harm to our business relationship and to the businesses of the community. So I would just implore our citizens, please, come here, ask every question you'd like, demand answers of us. It's got to stop at those businesses' doors, though. Can't do that.
I simultaneously just can't believe it, and I also completely can't. These are the same people that totally ruined the Scott Collins deal by badgering him when he was only a candidate. Like, you all just cannot keep your own business, you know, your mind on your own business. Oh, it's unbelievable. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, I am right here with your headlines, Andrew, not stalling for time whatsoever.
Completely not trying to click to the screen you need.
Not at all. Citizens from a dozen countries are being banned from traveling to the U.S., citing security risks. President Trump signed a proclamation yesterday to fully restrict and limit the entry of nationals from 12 different countries. That list includes Afghanistan, Iran, Haiti, Somalia, and Sudan.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because, you know, he gave this address last night on Truth Social where he talked about this is because of the Boulder incident. But, of course, the Boulder madman was from Egypt. And if you look historically at where these folks are from, you know, Pakistan, Afghanistan, some homegrown, Egypt, Uzbekistan, some through Somalia, Iran. Some of these countries really make sense. Some of these countries, I'm surprised, are not on this list.
I'm Therese Crowley. The day for tough talks, President Trump and China's President Xi. Chinese state media reports their phone talk amid stalled negotiations over tariffs. President Trump welcomes the new German chancellor to the Oval Office later to talk German cars and NATO tanks. Defense Secretary Hegseth in Brussels says he's confident NATO members will bump up their defense spending to 5% GDP from 2%. President Trump signs a new security executive order, a sweeping entry ban from 12 nations.
Attack after another carried out by foreign visa overstayers from dangerous places all over the world. And thanks to Biden's open door policies, today there are millions and millions of these illegals.
The Education Department charges Columbia University's failed to meet accrediting standards, showing indifference toward the harassment of Jewish students. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 77 degrees. It is a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. The Century Town Council is exploring options to repair and upgrade the town's splash pad, which has now been non-functional for about a year. Officials say repairs are being complicated by a lack of electric, which was caused by a fire in a control panel nearby at the softball fields. Interim town manager Howard Brown has suggested getting quotes from licensed contractors. He says town staff may not be able to make those needed repairs. The town's former mayor, Luis Gomez, says that splash pad is important for families, especially during Little League tournaments, as the kids need somewhere to cool off. He also asked the council to consider making some upgrades as well as the needed repairs. A vehicle caught on fire on Mobile Highway around Michigan Avenue yesterday. Fire officials say the fire was brought under control by about a quarter after 7 p.m. yesterday. Nobody was injured in that incident. A victim of a rental scam in Baldwin County was nearly arrested this week. Joe Baglioni, he says he and his family moved into a home several weeks ago after making a deal on Facebook Marketplace, paying thousands on a deposit for the house. But it turned out they were scammed. The person they talked to wasn't even the homeowner. They found out last week they'd have to move immediately, but, that's complicated because they have a quadriplegic son at the home that's on a ventilator.
Just need a little time. We'll go.
But yesterday, that time just about ran out. Baglioni says he was placed in handcuffs, nearly arrested as a squatter by Foley police. Officials say, though, they did take a step back and released him back to the home afterwards because there was no signed arrest warrant. Well, is something missing that usually happens this time of year? This report from News Radio's Chris Bryan saying, you bet there is.
Florida typically announces the tax-free weekends and sales tax holidays in mid-May. This is right after lawmakers formulate the state's budget. The ongoing political divide in Tallahassee has stalled that budget process. Lawmakers return to work this week to begin working out the details of the 25-26 budget. Governor DeSantis proposed several sales tax holidays, including two 14-day periods for disaster preparedness. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Speaking of the budget, lawmakers hashing out that budget with July 1st, a potential government shutdown looming if both sides aren't able to agree. The Florida Division of Emergency Management asked the Joint Legislative Budget Commission yesterday for an $850 million transfer from the General Revenue Fund. That's to pay costs associated with Hurricanes Debby, Helene, and Milton.
FDEM is committed to ensuring that the state receives as much reimbursement as possible from the federal government for these costs. To do so, we are now in the phase where the state must first pay their expenses in order to get reimbursed.
And that's Executive Director Kevin Guthrie. The commission did approve Guthrie's request. Officials are hoping to have a budget heading to the governor's desk by June 16th.
Dozens of people have been displaced after an apartment fire in Jacksonville. Crews were sent to some apartments after a fire started in the attic yesterday. Officials say nobody was hurt, but now 34 people are in need of housing. And two people and a dog said to be okay after a plane crash in Melbourne Beach. Officials say that happened in the Indian River Lagoon yesterday. Florida Fish and Wildlife says a Good Samaritan was able to help save everybody that was on board that plane. The cause of the crash still under investigation. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. Brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, and 29 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be dealing with the chance of rain as you go throughout your day. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High today near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Going into Saturday, keeping those daily showers around with a 40% chance of rain, high near 89. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 78 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Your money now. Stocks opening just a bit higher this morning after Chinese state media said that President Trump and Xi Jinping did hold a call. The Dow, as of right now, though, down 12.5 points at 42,415. S&P up just about 2 points, 59.72. NASDAQ up 32 points, 19,492. 10-year bond rate down just slightly, 4.35% today. Gold price is up 460, 34,0380. Silver price is up $1.50 almost at 36.15. Looking at the crypto market, it's mixed today with Bitcoin up 566 at 105.605, Ethereum down $5 at 26.22, Solana down $2, Dogecoin down a fraction of a cent this morning. Hooters closed more than 30 restaurants across several states yesterday. The company has been closing locations since last year. The move was a difficult decision, they said. They didn't provide a complete list of closures. Some of the affected locations are in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, the Carolinas, and Texas. The number of Americans turning to the government for unemployment benefits is up. The Labor Department says it received 247,000 initial requests for the week ending May 31st. That is a jump of 8,000 from the week before. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics is scaling back the data it collects on consumer prices. That's the basis for measuring inflation. Every month, federal workers visit stores across the country, check on the prices of things like eggs, haircuts, and other goods and services. The Bureau said Wednesday it's scaling back in some areas, and it stopped collecting data entirely in Buffalo, New York, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Provo, Utah. It said it makes cuts when resources are no longer there to support data collection. 8:38. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, this one's going to take a little bit of thinking, a little bit of creativity. I do have a slight concern that this one might fail on launch, but we'll see. Like my boss always says, fail fast. Okay, so here goes. Things that we kind of take for granted that when you really think about it, it's kind of amazing it ever got invented in the first place or discovered or created or however you want to look at that. I'll give you some examples to kind of get your juices going. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. You know, famously having somebody with the peanut butter and somebody with the chocolate, they bump into each other. I mean, but at the same time, you think, like, how did that get invented? That's kind of a weird thing. Another one that particularly comes to my mind is the buffalo wing. You know, we watch some of these, like, how did we get that food kind of shows, and they're very interesting. And what I always think is, my God, people in the 50s and 60s had no food to eat. They had none of the good food that we take for granted. Like, buffalo wings didn't exist. I mean, they existed, but the wings existed, but nobody ate them, and it was a leftover meat that nobody cared about, and then this guy comes along in New York, and he makes a thing, and it was originally all three pieces in one, and then eventually they got rid of the little piece, and it came two separate. Anyway, but, like, the buffalo, like, you could have had a world without buffalo wings. I know, it's painful to imagine. Okay, so that's what I'm thinking of, is things that you like. It doesn't have to be food. It's not meant to be only food. It's just those are sometimes the easiest ones to think of. 437-1620, something that exists that you cherish or take for granted or can't imagine life without, but you can imagine life without and think to yourself, my God, how did that come to be? All right, John, 437-1620. Do you have one that comes to mind? You're giving me the blank scared child stare.
Microwave?
Okay. All right.
You know, because it had the Faraday cage in it and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So that's where my mind went.
No, that's a good example. And, you know, until what? They became popular in the late 60s, early 70s. My mom was actually a demonstrator for microwaves. For a company
really?
Named Stan Sachs back in Michigan, back in the like that was her first job out of college. Yeah, was she'd go to malls basically and stores and demonstrate how microwaves work to people who had never seen one before. Back in the day when you could cook the egg inside and cook
right.
your leg outside. No, just kidding, you couldn't. But you know, that's a great example. How did that ever happen? I have a furrowed brow from my dear friend Meg. That's all I can describe her as is furrowed brow.
So many different things are sort of floating through my universe.
Well,
here.
Give us one. Tell us something that comes to mind. Oh, this is awkward and embarrassing. Okay.
Well, yeah. I'm just
what nasty
to...
thing did you think of? 437-1620.
I don't know. I don't know why it came to mind, but pantyhose.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just, it was kind of a bizarre, I get stockings and I get, but just the whole, and then putting it in an egg.
Yeah, right. The delivery mechanism was
legs.
A little unusual.
Like that, right. Very strange to me.
But you're right, like just nylon in general, you know, how did that happen? How did?
Because now we don't wear them at all.
Because a lot of these inventions were byproducts, right?
Well, we don't wear them
accidents.
At all now. Nobody wears hose now.
I certainly don't anymore.
Well,
I mean,
it's a big thing.
Anymore. Did you hear it? He said anymore.
You caught him. You're right.
437-1620.
Some serious questions there, John.
So tell me something that you appreciate that is kind of like you take for granted that it exists. At somebody, but there had to be like that first person to try it, particularly with food items. And I often think, you know, how many things did they try that were nasty before they tried the one that worked that was like that? Because you got to figure for some of these things. You know, somebody here says eating raw oysters. Yeah, somebody tried that first.
Yeah, somebody did.
They were probably very hungry. They were probably stranded somewhere. They probably thought, oh, this, you know, piece of snot inside this impenetrable shell. Ugh. Let me try that in my mouth. Better yet, let me pour some Cajun hot sauce on top of it. Delightful.
Well, think about the potato.
Okay.
You'd have to dig that up out of the ground. It's brown, covered in dirt.
Looks horrid.
With those white little thingy, spudsy things on top of them.
Right.
That I can't even imagine what would make you think that would be edible.
I think that about so many food items.
Really?
Just how did somebody get the idea that, oh, this brown, gnarly, nasty sprouts grown out of it thing out of the ground, I'm going to eat that.
Right. I mean,
in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stick that in my deep fat fryer.
Right.
Add a little salt. And voila, the freedom fry. I mean, like, you know.
No, exactly.
How do these things come to be? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, Velcro. Oh, good one.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
And that is, I don't remember. I know the story. I've seen the story, but I just don't remember the story.
Well, that scotch tape, that takes you to a whole group of things.
Right. All of these, 3M Post-it notes.
Mm-hmm.
A failed glue that was just sticky enough to make the Post-it note work, but not strong enough to really sell as a glue, right? That's a great example of something incredibly useful, but it was an industrial accident, basically. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, and 90 and 98 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I see any delays. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about a home, a larger home, a smaller home, a beachfront home, a waterfront home, a home on the land because you've been on the beach all this time, in town, out of town, whatever the case may be, a rental, a vacation rental, I don't know, it could be anything. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. And obviously, they can help you find the home and sell the home, okay? No problem. In fact, they sell 165 last year, 175 the year before that. But they can also help you think about this process and, you know, make better choices and really get perspective sometimes on, like, is it a good time to buy a rental house right now? Well, I have some thoughts. She will have some even more well-informed thoughts, and that's the point. They're the experts. Call them with questions. She loves to talk real estate with people, loves to meet people. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 437-1620 is my phone number. Tell me things that you are, like, you're so glad they exist, but when you really think about it, we could easily have a world without them. Like, maybe nobody ever invents an airplane. You know, for a long time, we did not have them. I mean, think about it. We could have no airplanes or helicopters, right? Because the airplane and the helicopter is just the whole Bernoulli's laws and the aerodynamics and the pressure on the wing and all that stuff is, I mean, even today, come on, be honest. When you watch an airplane flying, you're like, that's not possible. But it is. It's amazing.
It's just amazing.
Set of physics and, you know, hydrodynamics, which is air is a kind of a liquid, so aerodynamics. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody here says the Keurig coffee maker. Okay. Yeah, because once you've got the drip maker, why would you make anything else? Or the, you know, the French press, which is my preference. Toilet and toilet paper. Yeah, well, right?
Yeah.
Because you know for a long time, that is not how things were done.
I need TP.
Yeah. And not just for your bunghole.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Somebody here says...
Boys.
Flying. Oh, planes. Yes, flying in a chair at 500 miles an hour. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Somebody here says brisket.
Oh, I love brisket.
And mussels. Another good. And most of your seafood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did you get from looking at a crawfish to thinking.
Or a lobster.
Hey, I'm going to eat you.
I definitely want to, you know, steam that, boil that, and then eat that 50 at a time. Like, nobody. Because when you look. The problem is when you know these things as food. And then, you know, like you've eaten shrimp cocktail as a kid, and then you grow up and you learn what a shrimp looks like. I don't want to put the cockroach of the sea in my mouth. Like, no interest.
Even fish.
Fair.
I mean, really. Yeah. When I go fishing and I think this is going to be delicious, but I look at it and go, mm-mm.
Well, think about, like, sushi.
Oof, no.
Oh,
no.
You don't like sushi? John,
no.
There's two of you. That's so weird. Okay, see, I love sushi.
Fry it up, baby.
But the first person to think to themselves, you know, this cooked fish is good. What if I try it raw? And you probably got to figure some people died in that process, you know, because they waited
several.
Too long.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, so.
It had to be a moment of desperation.
Something.
Handheld blow dryers. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
That's what I thought of first, the blow dryer.
Really?
I'm with that person. Yes, that was the first thing I thought of.
Lisa. Lisa suggested that. So you and Lisa are mind melded. That's
the first
great.
Thing I thought of.
Let's see. I clicked. Somebody else said that one. Lisa said tomatoes. which you wouldn't naturally look at that as something to eat, maybe. But okay, I see where you're coming from. Who is the first person to see a cow's teat and go, I wonder what's coming out of that that I could drink? That's from our good friend Craig Heinzman, who's going to be on the wrap tomorrow. I love Craig so much. He's the best. Backup cameras on automobiles. Oh, good. Yeah, that's a good one. Somebody says, I love the idea that lobster was originally considered slave food. Oh, I didn't know that.
Interesting.
But, I mean, it could be. There's so much evolution in what is considered normal or not normal food. Somebody else had come up with the Post-it notes. Michael had said the Post-it notes. WD-40. That's another one that's one of those kind of like, how many things can you use it for, but what?
Duct tape.
Yes. Duct tape, absolutely.
What would we do without duct tape?
I mean, think about this in the kind of the other direction. You know, the how many things can you make from a peanut?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and oh my God, my brain. Who was the inventor that did George Washington Carver? Yeah. What did 100, 200, 300 things from a peanut? You know, that's kind of the other direction. That's the how many different uses can we make out of this one thing as opposed to what's the weird and wild thing we could invent? Caramel frappes. That's very specific.
Starbucks.
Oh, the magnetic stripe on the back of credit cards. Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioning. Oh, this is the first text for this person, by the way. First text ever to the show. So well done. Great entry into the category. Can you imagine a world without air conditioning?
No.
I when we lived in Phoenix. So my basic take on Phoenix. This is my 18 seconds on Phoenix. I was angry that Phoenix existed. Like, to me, Phoenix should not exist. And I was, because I hated, oh my God. I loved my job, I loved my church, and I hated Phoenix so much. It was the best thing I ever saw in my rearview mirror. So, not to be too candid, but the one thing about Phoenix that I always thought was, who makes a place like this when there's no air conditioning? How did this even happen? And it did. So anyway, but I was mad at the people who founded Phoenix. Let's see. Food people observed animals eating and tried what they ate. Yeah. Cell phones. Great example. Velcro was invented for the Apollo space project. Okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Bubble gum. Okay. Good one. Oh, my God. So many entries. Imagine a world without politicians. Okay, seriously, that's a world of civil war is what that is, because politicians are the solution to civil war. Sorry, went deep on you. Charcoal was a byproduct from the Ford Motor Company. We can all thank Mr. Carrier for inventing AC. Exactly right. Let's see, a camera. Oh, good one. And especially early cameras were so weak by our standards, did so little by our standards. That's a great example. What would the world be like without cameras? Maybe by today's standards, better. Just people would just eat their food. And people would just watch the Blue Angels, you know, instead of, okay, I digress. Glass. Okay, good one. Beer. Oh, such a good answer. A world without, because somebody, and the process of making alcohol is A, complicated, and B, dangerous. And somebody persisted.
One of those moonshiners just kept on going.
Right. Somebody got it all the way through to the IPA phase, right? And I think, man, that's a great example. Let's see, 437-1620, 437-1620. Okay, this is a complete side note, but somebody says the Pensacola Christian Academy was the first building in Pensacola to have air conditioning. There you go. That's your winner at the bar trivia contest. Coffee. Oh, I think the same. I love coffee, but who thought first? You know what we'll do? We're going to take this thing, we're going to pick it, we're going to roast it, we're going to dry it, we're going to crumble it up in little bits, and then we're going to put a bunch of really hot water over it. Let's see what we get.
Well, the same goes for cocoa.
Yep.
And cocoa beans and chocolate.
Nope. Chocolate.
A world without chocolate would be a terrible place.
Oh, my goodness. So right. GPS navigation, the safety pin, which has held its design since the beginning.
Paper clips.
Paper clips. Yeah, like...
Once you go there, you get a whole...
All the stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And these are all things that we just completely take for granted and, you know, don't think about. And yet the world could easily have not had them. Oh, my favorite one. Somebody finally said it. Radio.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland. Like real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers. The farm fresh dairy and their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant. Or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Now featuring cod dinners and sandwiches. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Curbside service is now available as well as third-party delivery with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in today at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
This is what happens when you don't spank.
I love Frank. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents still. We're looking good on I-10, I-110, Highway 90 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're 64, you're turning 65, you're going to convert over onto Medicare, and you may not be familiar with that. It might seem a little bit, you know, kind of scary because it's new, different. You've been doing private or, you know, employer-based insurance for all of your life. It's not that big of a deal, but you could be getting calls or, you know, letters or emails, and it kind of can seem like that's a lot of controversy or stress. It's really not. Just give Ricky Stewart a call. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. You can look her up online, insuredbyricky.com, or just look up Ricky Stewart Insurance. Whether it's Advantage or Supplement or questions about Medicare, Medicaid, prescription drug benefits, what applies to me, just call her. It's very easy. She's a sweetheart. You'll like her. 341-2185. County Commission meeting is the agenda review is going to be going on here shortly, and then they're going to have the Committee of the Whole meeting this morning. The Committee of the Whole is going to be talking about the Baptist Project and, you know, whether the county is going to follow through on its promise to give $2 million to that or not, to the demolition and reconstruction and all that. Later on today, they're going to have the regular meeting, and the regular meeting has got a bunch of really interesting stuff, and we talked with Wes Moreno about that earlier. If you want to get a preview, you can go listen to that podcast. They're adding 11 positions for EMS, 10 paramedics and logistics. So that's really good news. More trucks are coming. Ambulances are coming. They're changing over the Gulf of America or the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America and all their ordinances, which is kind of a just to legally align us with the state of Florida. You know, my own views on that. But, you know, here's the thing. I actually agree with that. That's the right thing to do in the position the county is in, because, you know, the president says, the state has said, and now what are you going to do? Fight back against it if you're the city or the county? No, it doesn't really make sense. They are going to consider an offer to buy OLF-8, the entire project, from the county to sell it to Chad Henderson, the Tri-W Group, the Fred Hemmer Organization, BTC Beulah Town Center. They have basically backed out, said they're okay with all of this. $42.5 million on the agenda for tonight. Wes Moreno told us earlier that they are going to honor the master plan, and he's very excited about this. They're going to be the master plan will lay over as a deed restriction on the property when they sell it. That will allow them to keep back property or use it for industrial, for, you know, not smokestacks, but for, you know, jobs is what that was originally. Light industrial is what that was originally intended for. Time will tell, you know, well, time will tell. White Island is under renourishment. That was, what was the number he said? 34 million, 30 plus million, right? For that, but it was all grant funded. And I got to see that up close and personal on a boat a week or two ago, and it is a major project. That's over there. If you look on, if you're going over the bridge to NES Pensacola to the main gate, you see the reconstructive surgery, the renourishment being done on those islands area. That's, I mean, it's really an active zone right now. They've got it all marked off with buoys and, you know, barricades in the water. Let's see. They're also going to, well, oh, I didn't get to talk with him about this. The Carpenter Creek Headwaters, they're building basically a park on Olive between Winody Road and Cody Lane. It's basically a giant forest there, but that's where the Carpenter Creek starts. And they're working on water quality in that area, and also they're going to build a park in that area. They're strengthening the derelict vessels ordinance to make it easier to remove. God, that is such a bugaboo. Every time there's a an abandoned boat. It's so hard for the county to get rid of it, and this is a good thing. Three new body scanners for corrections, for the jail, and for the road camp, and for the juvenile facility. And then also, they're working with Pensacola State College, about $500,000 to help develop more carpentry, electrical, HVAC, and masonry, and plumbing and welding. Kind of George Stone-esque, but at PSC trades and trying to get that going more. So, really interesting stuff in the meeting today. Listen on it.